Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
We've talked a lot about squatting recently on this channel. There's been a spate of incidents across the nation where there's a house someplace that belongs to somebody, and somebody else just moves into it. And when the true owners show up and go, hey, you're in our house, they go, no. See you in court, but no, we're not going to leave. And then when the owner goes to the police and goes, hey, there's people in my house, the police go, yeah, it's a civil matter. And one of the problems is that a lot of states don't have great laws for the police to enforce when it comes to someone squatting on private property. So Daryl and a few other people sent me the story out of Tennessee from Fox17.com. Sidney Keller wrote it. Tennessee law to further protect property owners from squatters takes effect this July. Legislation passed this week will further protect Tennessee property owners from squatters. Turns out squatters do not actually have rights in Tennessee, but this new law establishes and expedites the removal process. And so you'll often hear the phrase squatters' rights. And it's not that they've got rights that are enshrined in like the squatter constitution or something. It's just that when the law looks at a dispute over land, it takes some time. And so they'll often refer to the fact that you just can't go and oust the squatters immediately. Was the problem before. This new law establishes and expedites the removal process. Currently, property owners must begin a judicial eviction when they encounter squatters in their home. And so that is the right they have, is we'll leave when there's a court order. But a state rep said, well, they enter your property, change the locks. You try to get them out. They then claim you leased it. The sheriff can't make that decision at the house. So it becomes a civil matter where you have to take them to court, where it could literally take months. A local attorney says it is a very heavily regulated set of rules to protect both legitimate landlords and tenants. And when there's a dispute between the two, there needs to be a proceeding. And yes, that's true. But it's not a dispute between a tenant and a landlord when they're squatting. The problem is you got these squatters that show up at these people's house that have no lawful way to be there because previously no law to account for that. Then those people try to exploit the system and these protections given to legitimate tenants, he says. He adds that squatters sit there while the case is tied up in court. So House Bill 1259 removes much burden from the property owners in the state by clarifying a process for law enforcement to restore possession to the rightful owner. The law can expedite the process and get the illegal occupants out in as little as 72 hours. And I've been talking about this before. I do live streams on Sundays quite often, 1 o'clock Eastern time. And we had a discussion about this. And I said that there ought to be a law that says if you can claim that somebody's a squatter and they produce a lease that's fraudulent, you should be able to oust them almost immediately. And they should have just an instant hearing on this. And somebody said, but Steve, don't you feel sorry for the person who honestly believed they were signing a lease with the true owner of the house? Yeah, I feel sorry for them until I realized that, oh, if they're keeping the true owner of the house out, why do they have more rights than the true owner? In that setting, you're saying that they would. No. And it is on you, it is incumbent on you to, when you buy a product or rent a house from somebody, to make sure you're buying or renting from the true owner. It's kind of like if I said, hey, someone bought a stolen car, and now we're going to return it to the true owner. Oh, don't you feel sorry for the buyer who's out all that money? Yeah, but I feel worse for the guy whose car was stolen. Currently, it can take up to 2 years to remove an illegal squatter in Tennessee and can cost a property owner thousands in legal fees, lost revenue, and property repairs. The legislation also says the sheriff may arrest trespassers. Finally, sponsor of the bill, Rep. Rudd from Murfreesboro, says this further protects Tennessee homeowners and deters squatters. Home ownership is the American dream for many, the foundation for building wealth and raising a family. This is proactive legislation that protects property owners but also deters bad actors who have learned to exploit the law and terrorize homeowners. This creates a streamlined process for Tennesseans to quickly take back control over what is rightfully theirs. Tennessee is acting now on this legislation amid a rise in cases occurring across the nation, specifically in New York, where a squatter who occupies a home for at least 30 days can be granted tenant rights. The man's bill here gives a county sheriff the authority to serve a notice to the squatter and return the property to the lawful owner once they receive a proper complaint from the property owner. And remember, It's not that hard to figure out who owns property in America. It's one of the things that is tracked and controlled, that is the ownership of it, by a local government. Go to your county and look at one of those documents to see who owns this property. Now, I know that you're going to say, but Steve, you're going to go rent a house, you're going to go check that out? No, but you could, and the fact that that knowledge exists out there is a problem. It's something that you should be aware of, that idea that it can be figured out pretty quickly. So when somebody shows up and goes, I own that house, and the other guy goes, no, I own that house. That one's easy to figure out. Go to the county, find out who owns the house. Doesn't take 72 hours. Now, when somebody goes, but I rented from the true owner. Okay, show us the lease. Whose name is there for the true owner? Now go to the county, compare notes. Nope, you're wrong. Well, this is not fair. I gave my money to a guy off of Craigslist who said he owned the house. Really? Let's call his number right now and see if it's not disconnected. You know, so I understand that there are hurt feelings in you somewhere in every one of these transactions. But you got to feel worse about the true owner. And now I know a lot of these are situations where it's a vacant house. That happens a lot. So during the downturn economically in the late 2000s, there were a lot of vacant homes because banks foreclosed on people and people moved out. And until the bank moved the house, there's this vacant house sitting there. And the bank is not checking on that house every single day. So somebody recognizes, hey, that house that had the foreclosure notice nailed to the front door now appears to be empty. So you go by, drill out the locks, and advertise it on Craigslist. Well, that happened a lot. And what would happen is somebody would be there for a month or two before the bank came by and said, hey, we're going to put this house back in the market. They send one of their agents out who says, there's people living in there. They say they've got a lease with some guy. And of course, the bank can prove that it's their house, but it got out of control because there's so many empty properties back then. So I'm not sure how the housing supply right now compares to back then. I suspect that there were proportionally more vacant homes back then that were vacant for a while and bank owned, which really contributed to the problem. But we still hear about this all the time. It's a scary concept. So, but this is a good step in the right direction, and I hope that other states take this up because it's not something that ought to take 2 years to resolve, okay? It's something that should take 72 hours at most to resolve. So Tennessee law to further protect property owners from squatters takes effect this July. Fox17.com ran it, and Sydney Keller wrote it. Daryl sent it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Relax. One bad chapter does not mean it's the end of the book.